producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back. It's the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Dew. I'll be with you for the next hour. I'm going to be explaining, bringing you up to date on what's going on with the shooting situation in Colorado Springs. It appears as if the shooter has barricaded in Planned Parenthood and has multiple victims. That's Mike Violette tweeting that. I'm going to be pulling all these tweets up and showing them to you. That's from the Independent, guys, if y'all can pull that one up. Independent Colorado Springs shoots multiple people, including police officer, at Planned Parenthood clinic. Now, what was funny, not funny about this, but when we went to a Planned Parenthood clinic to protest, which is what we are obligated to do in defense of the unborn children out there, we were attacked by this pack of communists that all joined hands together and then proceeded to mow down people, old people, people who were disabled. They pushed one guy in the street who, you know, this guy can barely, you know, he has trouble walking. And, I mean, it's just amazing how these people just totally did not like the fact that we were out exercising our right to free speech. We didn't bother them when they were putting up their signs. They started making homemade signs. We didn't say anything to them. But then they started launching into us, grabbing microphones. They ripped a microphone out of Alex Jones's hand and then proceeded to run away. But just distasteful tactics. And, of course, something like this, a shooting at a Planned Parenthood clinic, is distasteful, and we definitely don't agree with that here at InfoWars, and hopefully nobody is seriously hurt, but it appears that the gunman may be barricaded inside, and we'll be bringing you more information about this. Now, amongst all this other Black Friday madness, I'm going to get into some articles about weaponized drones, especially ground drones. China has unveiled armed attack robots armed with guns and grenades, and this is nothing new. We've seen this in the United States. The Army is testing remote-controlled weapons towers. So all these devices being built are going to have their own type of command system, which will either, you know, it's going to look at things. If you don't have the right biometric, if you don't have the right walk, if they perceive any type of threat, they may open fire on you, whether you're, whether you need to be open fire on or not. So that is really concerning, and that just brings to mind these Terminator robot scenarios that we've seen movies about, and just this is the beginning of it. We're now seeing, this is the first inning of this robot situation we're in. I'm going to be playing a report also from John Bound, why celebrating Black Friday means you're a complete idiot. Now, also, I don't think you're an idiot if you go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the Black Friday deals we have, because they are real deals. We got $9.95 silver bullet, storable food at some amazingly low prices. Secret 12, Brain Force, both at 30% off. Super Male and Super Female Vitality at 25% off. And DNA Force at 33% off. Plus, we're going to have free shipping. All this is going through the weekend. Some amazing stocking stuffers and some 99-cent DVDs. If you haven't given the gift of an Alex Jones DVD to one of your relatives, you should do so and then watch their reaction. Amazing reaction. Also, I'm going to be playing some entries into the Hillary Make Fun of Hillary Clinton video contest we're having here at InfoWars.com. $6,000 in cash prizes, $5,000 first place, $1,000 second place, and third place receives a Hillary for Prison t-shirt along with the Hillary laughing pin. That's certainly, that prize is worth its weight in gold. But we have a video there you can watch, Alex Jones telling you all about the contest. We have the list of rules right here, is the official rules. So we're going to be playing some of those today, and I think that's about it. Maybe I'll take some of your phone calls. I think in the next segment I'll start with that. We're going to get into John Bound's video about Black Friday, and also I'll take some of your calls. We'll be discussing this robot war that we're going to be launching, hopefully soon in the near future, but man, it really does concern me that the armies of America are now creating robot drones that have guns. It's definitely disconcerting out there. So all that and more on today's fourth hour of the InfoWars.com Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew. This is the fourth hour of Overdrive. Stay tuned.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live with the fourth hour of Overdrive. Happy Black Friday. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I'm your host, Rob Dew. I'm going to be taking your calls later. Tell me what you're thankful for. And or what you're not thankful for. Maybe it's the intruding government that wants to control every aspect of your life and tax the bejesus out of you in the process. I've got a caller from Paris I'm going to go to right after we play this video, so stay tight. I think it's Waleed in Paris wants to talk about the Paris attacks. Stay on the line with us, buddy. We will be with you right after this report. Now I'm going to roll some video. This is from some Black Friday deals. There they are opening the floodgates, and everybody's mobbing in to get their free goodies. We have a report coming up from John Baum. Black Friday is now unofficially a global holiday phenomenon, the day after Thanksgiving that harkens the beginning of the month-long celebration of consumerism, regardless of the fact that Americans can't even afford the holiday system. 62% have less than $1,000 in savings, and 21% don't have any savings at all. And, for instance, the mega soul-sucking Walmart chains deliver Chinese goods to the most depleted American population, while slave-wage Walmart employees are subsidized by our tax dollars. And he talks about the history of this as well, how it goes back to the 19th century gold swindling conspiracy. So we're going to get into all that, and he ends it with, of course, Merry Christmas Zombies, because there they are right there looking for their free goods, our cheap goods. I mean, this is just crazy what we've become and how this is all just meant to condition us to buy these products that have little or no significance in your life overall. So that is, you can watch more of that. Just type in Black Friday Madness in YouTube, and you can find other people that have put up videos. So let's go now to John Bowne's report, and then we're going to go to our caller from Paris.
Black Friday is now unofficially a global holiday phenomenon. The day after Thanksgiving that harkens the beginning of the month-long celebration of consumerism, regardless of the fact that most Americans can't even afford the holiday season. 62% of Americans have less than $1,000 in savings, and 21% don't have savings at all.
Sales expected to reach $80 billion in the U.S.
We made it!
The average American spending close to $400 throughout the holiday weekend.
While the mega soul-sucking Walmart chains deliver Chinese goods to most of the depleted American population, while slave-wage Walmart employees are subsidized by our tax dollars, allowing the Scrooge Walton family to rip out the heart of America and crush small business. The irony is that Black Friday stems from a 19th century gold swindling conspiracy. And now, in the name of almighty consumerism, Americans are being swindled out of their last dimes, ethics, and common sense.
I'm a happy consumer. And you know, I'm concerned about what my children consume. I'd like to consume the barrel of a 12-inch oven right now, if I could. Thank you, because I'm in hell.
Black Friday is a complete scam based around the manifestly provable hoax that consumers are getting huge discounts on products that would normally be more expensive at any other time of year. In reality, stores enjoy higher profit margins during the holiday period because retailers artificially inflate prices of goods in the months before Black Friday in order to make the subsequent discounts look good in comparison. As the Wall Street Journal highlights, the idea of Black Friday discounts is a complete hoax, achieved via the process of price massaging throughout the rest of the year. The scam also relies on shoppers' impulse, buying another product that has a 98% markup value. So even if the first item represents a genuine discount, the vastly inflated price of the impulse purchase more than makes up for it. In many cases, the supposedly great deals that people will sacrifice endless hours of their time camping outside stores to take advantage of are already available online anyway and can be found for even cheaper in January. But hey, nothing says Christmas like braving the cold on Thanksgiving night to rip a vegetable steamer out of the hands of an innocent little kid.
What is behind the horrifying phenomenon of Black Friday and other extreme consumerist riots? What is behind it is the madness of a lost society. People that believe in hype. People that believe in mainstream media lies. Folks that don't know that Black Friday is one of the worst days of the year to go out and find sales. These are the same type of crowds that believe in Obamacare and thought that it would really be a free ride. Or who go and buy lottery tickets. That's their future business plan. That's their retirement plan. These are born suckers. And statistically, there are more and more of them.
Merry Christmas, zombies. John Bowne for InfoWars.com.
And, of course, we ended that report with the evil, racist, misogynist saying of Merry Christmas, which I think is another report we're going to go out and do. Talk to people about. Do they say Merry Christmas? Do they say Happy Holidays? Do they say Happy Kwanzaa? Do they say Happy Hanukkah? What do they say? And if someone approaches them with something that's not of their faith, do they freak out and recoil and basically melt in a pool of their own ooze? It just really makes you wonder all the political correctness we're going on and being enveloped by and crushed by all these social justice warriors. Now, I want to go to Waleed in Paris. He wants to talk about, or she wants to talk about the Paris attacks. Waleed, are you there?
I am. How are you, Rob?
I'm doing good. Tell us what's going on in Paris.
Hey, well, I'm so happy to talk to you. I've never talked to you personally, and I've seen that you're a great guy. So, but I'll just say that I called the other day when, like, it was just the next day after the Paris attacks, and I talked to Alex. He was running the show. And we were just talking about gun control in Paris and all that stuff. And Alex brought up Albert Pikes and the planned war between Jews, Christians, and Muslims. So first, like, I wanted to ask you, Rob, are you a believer in the God of Abraham?
Am I a believer in the God of Abraham? Are you talking about the Christian God? Is that what you're referring to?
Well, the God of, well, just the God. I mean, are you a believer in God?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Well, so I'm a listener. Like, I've been listening to you guys for more than 7 years now. So since I was a college student, and I'm a listener and a very frequent customer of InfoWars Life. Like, and I know how close you and Alex are, like specifically you two. So just please allow me to state something related to this topic of Albert Pikes and the war between religion. Is that this, Rob? I'm 100% certain. Like, I've been following this, and I'm 100% certain that Paul Joseph Watson is leading an anti-Islam propaganda. He loves to cite verses out of their context. And just, Rob, just please go and check the translation of the word Islam. Just check it out. It means peace, and it means submission to God. So I don't know what is making him, and what is making Alex letting him do this. I would love to hear an answer from you, because I know that you could speak on behalf of Alex. Thank you.
Well, I cannot speak on behalf of Alex. Alex speaks on behalf of himself. And I will say this about Islam. Somebody sent me a video, and it was made in 2014. You guys might even be able to pull it up. But it was in Norway, and it's at a Muslim, I don't know if it's a prayer meeting or get-together, whatever they're having. It was a room full of people who claim to be Muslims. And they're being led by a guy, and he says, you know, how many of you are moderate, consider yourselves moderate Muslims? And 90% of them raise their hands. And then he talks about the punishments that are listed in the Quran. He talks about stoning, cutting off limbs, how many people believe in those, and they raise their hands. Every one of them. He goes, so see, you know, people always complain that when we have these talks that we're bringing up extremists and radicals. And he goes, these people aren't extremist and radical. And so that's what he's saying that their religion believes in. I tweeted that out. Yeah, there's actually the video right there. What's the title of that video? Yeah, The Moderate Muslim. And it is, I guess, took place in 2014. And I like to value people and look at people based on their actions and somewhat their words. I know a lot of people say stuff either that they don't mean or, you know, in the heat of the moment. But actions is really what I really, you know, judge people on. So when people like the Islamic State are throwing people off roofs for their sexual orientation, I think that's wrong. And I don't think we should be doing that. I don't think anybody should be doing that. I think we should all be working together to make the species of man as good as it can be and really launching ourselves into areas like better technologies, free energy even. You know, that's the areas that I think we should be working towards, not about ninnying each other over our religious beliefs. And but I don't speak for Alex. I don't speak for Paul Joseph Watson. But when I see videos like that, the moderate Muslim and these people are saying, you know, they believe in stoning. They believe in death for adultery. You know, I don't agree with that at all. And so that's, I guess that's where I stand on that. And thanks for calling. Waleed in Paris. Next, we have a dog leg in Idaho. He wants to talk about Fukushima. Do you have some new news about Fukushima, dog leg?
Well, I kind of wanted to bring attention to it. Oh, first, I'd like to give a shout out to the people in Turkey. That was an amazing caller. And it's good to hear that they're awake. Just tell them, hang in there, we're winning. But I'd like to bring attention to Fukushima. There's a man named Dana Durnford, excuse me, in Canada. And Dana has recently been arrested for online threats to some scientists.
And what are the nature of the threats? Are they saying, is Dana a guy or a girl?
Dana's a guy.
A guy.
He spent his whole life on the ocean, and he went and mapped the entire BC coastline here recently, and he says the entire ocean's dead.
I've been seeing a lot of reports about that, the melting starfish, the dead sea life that's washing up, on, especially on the West Coast. People are going out to the beaches, and they're saying they're not seeing the same wildlife that they used to see. There was a guy who was taking a sailboat across the Pacific, and he said, you know, I'm in these dead zones. I don't know what's going on. So a lot of people are very concerned about what's going on. So this guy's been, I'm going to hold you over and let you finish up. This is the fourth hour of Overdrive. Thanks for joining us, Dogleg. And we'll be back right after this to talk about more about the, I guess, the fear-mongering and whatnot that, what is going on with Fukushima? We're going to find out.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95. And then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
So an issue we haven't looked at in a while is Fukushima and the radioactive fallout. I guess the seawater that they're using to cool down the meltdown rods it's just being poured back into the ocean. It's leaking. We've seen the plumes. We've seen the animations of the plumes. We had a caller, Dogleg from Idaho, was talking about a man named Dana Durnford. And I did a quick search. Here's an update from 2015 of August. 200 kilometers of Canadian Pacific coastline, dead zone devoid of 99% of all life, almost all tidal zone species missing entirely. And Dogleg, I'm going to let you finish up. So this guy is being harassed by other scientists. They're claiming he's threatening them.
Well, these so-called scientists, they've been downplaying it. You know, a huge cover-up. We all know this. And they've, you know, kind of selectively taken some things he said online and used that to pretty much shut down his whole site and make him take down everything. And he's facing some pretty serious charges now.
Well, and that's the problem with Canada. Canada, I mean, if you don't say the right things in Canada, they will throw the book at you and they'll allow other people to attack you if they don't like what you say. As we just had the guest earlier, the lawyer for the man who's just disagreed with some feminists on Facebook, and now he's being slammed and looking at jail time and fines. I mean, it's ridiculous what's going on with not being able to present two sides of an opinion. Why can't people disagree with other people and we still, you know, get along and not have to do all this nonsense?
Oh, yes, many issues they're trying to shut down speech about worldwide, you know.
Yeah, I totally agree. Do you have anything else you wanted to add?
It's just, you know, the greatest lie Obama told was Fukushima when he got on TV. His family had already been flown to the Southern Hemisphere, and he got on TV and told us it was all safe and he'd keep us informed. And then himself and Secretary Chu, the Energy Secretary, and the GE CEO, what's his name? They all flew down there right afterwards, right after he gave that speech, and you know, stayed in the Southern Hemisphere until he got the all clear.
See you later. Everything's fine. We'll be back. Yeah, exactly. It's just crazy. And the thing with radiation is you don't know if it affects you unless you're wearing one of those little dosimeters, or you're next to a some sort of counter that could measure the radiation that you're being affected with. You're not going to know if that stuff's affecting you till 5-10 years down the road when all of a sudden you're, you know, inundated with cancer clusters. We filed a report. It was Josh Owens and Liam McAdoo who went to St. Louis and met with people who were living in these areas where they had been storing nuclear waste next to a stream, just open air. And these kids were playing in the creek, and everyone around them in their neighborhoods is winding up with cancer. They're having autoimmune disorders. So radiation is serious. And if Fukushima, you know, is really dumping millions of gallons of toxic radiation water in to our Pacific Ocean, and it's the currents are carrying it this way. They're carrying it to Canada. They're carrying it to the coast of Alaska. They're carrying it to our West Coast. And if we're not straight with the people about how dangerous this really is, we're doing everybody a disservice, and that's why we sent a group of reporters out there when we were seeing high readings on some beaches in, I believe it was right around the San Francisco area. Appreciate the call, Dogleg. Ken in Washington, InfoWars Christmas. You want to talk about the true meaning of Christmas?
Yeah, there's a really good documentary I seen on YouTube over about 10, 12 years ago. It's by a Christian ministry called Jeremiah Films. And the DVD, or the YouTube video, somebody uploaded the DVD to YouTube. It's called The Unwrapping of Christmas.
Okay.
And it's totally satanic. Christmas is not, the word Christmas is pronounced Christ Mass. We see a big fat Catholic Santa Claus in the corner of the street or inside the mall singing, ho, 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 Merry Christmas. He's basically saying, mocking Jesus. He's saying, ha, 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 happy is Christ's death. Mass means the death of Christ. It does not mean the birth of Christ. It's satanic. It's always been satanic. It's Catholic. It's Antichrist. And also there's a creature called Swartz Pete, also known as Krampus. Krampus is a little devil that follows this Catholic saint around.
Mm-hmm.
It's satanic. It's not. I mean, I understand that people want to share love and, you know, care about their kids and all that. But the Bible clearly says all on earth will be deceived by Satan. And I quit celebrating Christmas about 10, 12 years ago because I'm not going to mock Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is my king and Lord and Savior. I'm not going to celebrate these pagan satanic holidays. It's Antichrist. What do they say? That little jingle that they sing. He knows when you're good or bad.
Yeah, you know, it's like the NSA. He knows when you've been sleeping. Knows when you're awake.
The Catholic Pope or the saint or Santa Claus is a replacement for Jesus Christ. He is Antichrist. He is satanic. And he's supposed to be this man on earth that's supposed to know when you're good or bad.
Hey, Ken, thanks for calling the Unwrapping of Christmas.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I obsess over win-wins. And so I think I've got four different wins here that I'm going to break down on Black Friday. You can get incredible deals and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com through Black Friday, through the weekend, and until next Monday. And at the same time, you can get informed by watching this video on the fact that most Black Friday sales are a scam. Companies simply raise prices the week before and then lower them the week of to normal prices. And some stores do give better deals on Black Friday, but it's one of the worst days of the year to shop. And this is just a classic example of how people get screwed over because of lack of knowledge, because they're not informed. But by going to InfoWarsStore.com, you fund the very tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty and defending all of our basic freedoms and exposing globalist criminal operations. And we're having an effect on their operations. You're getting great deals and you're getting free shipping. And at the same time, we're exposing the fact that Black Friday itself is a big hoax. Black Friday itself is just a great time to get in traffic jams and to watch people acting like mindless consumer zombies. Now, some people, when I talk about Black Friday, say, hey, wait, you're criticizing the consumer zombies rushing Walmart or Target for video games or whatever, or fighting over toilet paper, but then you're talking about your own Black Friday. Well, yeah, that's what we do. We hijack globalist operations, try to educate people about them, and then try to take the attention that their scams are creating and siphon it off to wake people up. It's like culture jamming. It's like when I cover Miley Cyrus or Kim Kardashian, it's not because I'm trying to cover fluff. It's because I'm hijacking it, using their names to then expose the whole agenda. So free shipping right through to next week, next Monday, and huge deals like 30% off BrainForce, 25% off Super Male and Female Vitality, 99-cent DVDs, over 20% off Storable Food, 30% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 33% off DNA Force, deep discounts on preparedness gear, and store-wide free shipping. The power you have to vote with your dollar is incredible. And you've seen what we've built here at InfoWars over the years, because of the great work you've done supporting us. You don't stand behind us or beside us. You stand at the heart of our operation. You are the resistance. And it's great to have an audience that is free market, that understands that. So I want to salute you and thank you. Because whether it's a Hillary for Prison t-shirt to stand up for the First Amendment, or whether it's a water filtration system to cut off the glyphosate and fluoride out of your family's water, whether it's the incredible deep cleanse or oxy powder, whatever it is, they're all amazing game changers, because people perish for lack of knowledge. This is a free will universe. This is a universe of free association. And tyranny can never trump the free will and the actions you take. So I salute you on this Black Friday week. We are hijacking it. We are exposing it. And we're helping take the info war into the black, so we have the funding we need to continue on and hopefully even add a few more reporters and cover more of the election on the ground and really, really, really cover the news, really break big stories, and really change the narrative away from globalist control to people-based information. This is teleprompter-free news, folks. This is teleprompter-free liberty. This is from the heart directly to you. I'm Alex Jones, signing off for InfoWars.com and InfoWarsStore.com. For myself and the rest of the InfoWars crew, you are family. We salute you. You built this operation. You are the InfoWar.
And let me tell you, I have seen the support grow and the audience grow since I've been here. February 2009 is when I first started as a producer for the show, doing some basic editing. And I've moved up here in the ranks, going on location to different areas. And we could not send all the reporters out like we do without your support. So really do appreciate you supporting us, and definitely check out the deals. InfoWarsStore.com. If you click in the center, there is a bar right there underneath the main menu bar. It says click here to access mega savings. It lists all of our prices. I'll go back and show you that again for those of you watching InfoWars.com/show. There it is. You click on it. Boom. Silver Bullet $9.95. Secret 12, 30% off. Got some amazing stocking stuffers. Check it out. It funds everything we do here, and we're having free shipping all through the weekend. So you cannot beat some of these deals. Survival Shield X2, an amazing product. I take it several times a week, a dropper full, and just the energy that it's provided me, helping keep the beer gut at bay, especially as you get up in my age. I want to do a quick update of what's going on in Colorado. Apparently, the gunman has, they say, he's shot multiple people, including at least three police officers. This is out of the Independent. And he's barricaded himself inside the Planned Parenthood clinic. The last check, 15 minutes ago, he was still inside. I'm sure there's going to be a giant SWAT team build up, and they're going to launch in, and hopefully no one else gets hurt in this. And I just can't wait to see how this story unravels. I mean, this is obviously sickening for somebody to go on a shooting rampage, especially when we really had Planned Parenthood up against the ropes, exposing them nonviolently through video, through their own words, destroying Planned Parenthood and what they stand for, just showing them as baby part merchants. That's what these people are. Now, we have the Hillary Clinton free speech contest, and I want to play, this is a short video I'm going to play. It's actually 31 seconds long, but it just goes how short you can make a video to make a point, and then I'm going to show you some that are in the longer 5-minute range, because 5 minutes is the cutoff for that. But let's go to this first one. Hillary Clinton, I think I am American, InfoWars.com. All right, there's the countdown going down, and it's going to hit one, and then it's going to start.
I think I'm an American. I'm running for president.
There it is. That's how quickly you can make a point. And it's not about either winning or losing the contest. It's about making these videos and putting them out on YouTube and having other people click on them and start deprogramming, because that's what we have to do. Let's go to Pete in Michigan. He wants to tell us what he's thankful for. Pete, how you doing today?
Good, good. I just wanted to say that the thing I'm most thankful for now is you guys there at InfoWars. I've been a listener for 8 years, and you guys have really opened my eyes to a lot of things.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. And let me tell you, my eyes are opened every day here, just seeing the news, the vast variety of tips that we get from around the world. People like you out there calling in, emailing, just doing your part and keeping everybody informed, especially on local issues. Because when we see stuff going on locally, we could see where it's being either funded federally or how it's going to be a trend coming up in, you know, say, the next few months or so. So thank you, Pete. Thank you for that. We got Chris in Indiana. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. God bless you for taking my call. I'm going to spit some stuff out so you can go to your next caller.
All right.
First of all, I'd like to be thankful for our amazing God. He gives us challenges. He presents things to us and shows us. And he brought Jesus here to get put love, to show us that amazing love that he has. And I'm just so thankful for that. First of all, the North American Islamic Society is in our town. It looks like a freaking fortress. And they have a stance on their website. If you go onto their website, isna.net, it shows their stance and their position on it. Second of all, my drum circles. I want to get some drum circles going every Saturday. People need to be getting up and standing up for America. God bless our country, and I am so proud of our country. We need to be having drum circles and get everybody together underneath that banner, the American flag. Get excited about this. I want to thank my governor, Mike Pence. I sent him an email, and I thank him for securing our way of life, our culture, our freedom. He put his life on the line to stand up for our state. That's where the power lies, is in the people. Fiscal responsibility. I asked him for fiscal responsibility, and the refugees will stop that. Controlled dialogue. The social media has been controlling dialogue. People are scared to stand up. They're controlling that. They are censoring it, and they make you feel guilty. There's hypocrisy, you know, because we need to keep our family safe and our country safe. They didn't even talk about Ebola with these refugees. If prayer is working, guys, keep praying. God bless you. Thank you. I'm done.
Well, I guarantee you some of these refugees that are coming across are going to be carrying some sickness, parasites, who knows what they're going to be bringing across. And our FBI chief has said we can't vet these people properly. So it's a crazy situation that we're dealing with now. And it's a situation that we helped start with all this regime change and going into different countries and bombing the heck out of them. So we definitely are responsible for people wanting to leave their countries right now, whether it's because of these wars or not. They're definitely using the excuse of our bombing activities to jump ship and go into other places. And ISIS is definitely taking advantage of that. Let's go to our I don't know if this will be our final caller, but for a little bit, this is Douglas in California. Transition from sheeple to awake. Did you just recently go through that transition?
No, it's been a 4-year unbelievable awakening from CNN. Work your job, do what you're told, believe everything you're fed, and get in line. To who's Alex Jones? What? Wait, and then you have that deep sense of, oh no, this fear. That you can't control. In other words, you're going, I've been lied to. I've been, what? What? This can't be real. I'm telling everyone out there, I didn't even know I ended up on this list that the government has called the Office of Foreign Asset Control. By mistake, because my name was Douglas, I have been fighting in court for 4 years to have my assets unlocked, to actually be able to work legally in the United States because my middle name was Douglas. And I'm on the internet, so I know who's ever listening. They can always do a search for people that are on this OFAC list. You'll see my name there. And just recently, the Supreme Court took up my court case only because I got on my hands and knees I started looking for God, seeking God with all my heart, with all my soul. And that's what it's going to take to get through these evil times. We don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight against principalities and powers. These people, they may not even know what they're doing. But it's putting God first in our life over other things. That's how, you know, I'd like to kind of, you know, wake people up. You've got to be awake because there's so many schemes going out there. Our government, I don't know what it's all about. But I know one thing, that there is a living God. Jesus is Christ. You know, and even in the Surah, I read the Quran, and it says in the Quran, okay, it says, O Muhammad, this is Surah 3:3. O Muhammad, the book of truth has been sent down to you, confirming what was before. He has revealed to you the Torah and the gospel. They had the book of truth. And like men do, they change things. Okay? And that's what's happened. We need to get back to the Bible.
Yeah, they changed things to suit themselves at that particular time in history. Thank you for that call, Douglas. And send me some information on your case. You can anybody can email me your tips out there. RobD, R-O-B-D, at Infowars.com. Put Hey Rob in the subject line. I do read 90% of my emails. I do get a ton of them. And I can't always reply to you out there, but I do look at your links. I look at everything. And I want to go to one more of these contests. This is a Hillary Clinton supporter destroys Infowars.com. This one's it's 4 minutes 59 seconds, so right under that 5-minute mark. And this guy does some great stuff. We've played his videos in the past. It's No More News, which is No, K-N-O-W, No More. And that's what we all need to do, and it's kind of what our caller just alluded to back there. We have to know more, and you know, you suddenly are awakened to what the system is when you have a confrontation with the system, and you realize that it's not what it's all meant to be. It's not all mom and apple pie. These people are predators coming after us. So let's go to that video now.
Oh, my God. The right-wing nutjob conspiracy theorist Alex Jones from Infowars.com is such a racist, sexist, homophobic, bigoted Republican. You've probably seen his lunatic conspiracy theories exposed by various reputable media outlets such as Salon, Raw Story, Media Matters, or MSNBC. But his latest stunt has taken things way too far. He just announced a contest to get his cult minion followers to create hateful, intolerant YouTube videos making fun of the next president of the United States, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Just because the Hillary campaign threatened the Laugh Factory for making jokes about Miss Clinton doesn't give him the right to criticize her. What makes him think he can invade her safe space with his disgusting hate speech anyway? Alex Jones and Infowars are totally irrelevant. They're just a vocal minority. If you Google top political websites and click on the first link, they're only the 7th biggest website on the list with 13 million unique visitors to their website per month. But look at who is above them. HuffPo number 1 and Salon number 6. Hashtag winning. What can Infowars and their fringe followers possibly say about Hillary anyway? That she's too good of a role model? Too beautiful? That her hair is too fabulous? Or that she's too inspirational? She's never done anything wrong. So I have a message for you, Mr. Alex Jones. None of the venomous hate you spew towards Hillary will faze her at all. She will just laugh it off with her contagious, majestic laugh. Doesn't she sound like an angel? I can't wait to see the hate and lies that these info warriors come up with. They will probably try to say that she can't even keep her man satisfied because her husband, Bill Clinton, cheated on her all the time with tons of women. She stood by her man and viciously attacked and ridiculed all the women who came forward about Bill's aggressive sexual abuse.
Did you call her a narcissistic Looney Tune? I am not going to comment on what I did or did not say.
Isn't she just a strong, independent woman? Just look at her recent tweet about the sexual abuse of women. She totally cares about the rape victims. Like when she defended a child rapist she knew was guilty in 1975 and laughed about it.
Mrs. Clinton seems to admit she knew the defendant was guilty.
The whole Monica Lewinsky scandal was just a right-wing conspiracy theory. Hillary Clinton totally debunked it.
This vast right-wing conspiracy that has been conspiring against my husband.
God, I hate the stupid mouth-breathing, knuckle-dragging Republicans. They're always trying to say Hillary and Bill Clinton's foundation took millions of dollars for private jets, and that the foundation is full of Monsanto and giant corporate connections. Fox News said the Clinton Foundation only gave a small percentage of money to charity, but we all know Fox News is nothing more than right-wing propaganda sponsored by the Koch brothers. Critics claim that the speeches Hillary gave to the big banks for millions of dollars were an advance auction of stolen goods, but Hillary is so wise and experienced, she deserves that much money for her speeches.
All right,
she doesn't
owe
the banks anything.
Awesome. There, and that's from No More News. You can watch the rest of that. I'm going to get the writers to post that one up along with a couple others. We have another one of a young lady, Jenna Marbles, who actually embodies Hillary Clinton, and I'll play that one in a second here. I think we got a little bit of time left. What time we go out to break? Might not have time for this one. But I'll get them to post all three of these. Jenna, I just want to let you know, put InfoWars.com in the title. In order to be eligible to win, you have to have InfoWars.com in the title for these. And $5,000 is at stake for first prize, $1,000 for second prize. Third prize gets the Hillary for prison T-shirt and the Laughing Hillary pin. And everybody wins by participating in this. By putting these videos out there, by spreading them around, we can show people, especially that video right there that No More News produced. I mean, that is just, it's filled with all this, it's so funny, he's acting like a Hillary supporter, but basically showing everything that we've said and proven in the past about Hillary Clinton and how much of a demon she really is and how we need to get rid of this nepotism, this just this king and queen lineage that we now have, you know, going in through the White House. If you look at Bush and the Bushes and the Clintons and how Obama's kind of a hybrid of both of them, and, you know, we're looking at maybe a Jeb Bush or a Clinton, Hillary Clinton for president. Although I think Jeb is really just circling the toilet bowl at this point. So we're going to be back. And actually, when we come back from break, we're going to answer the question, is Black Friday racist? This is a report Josh Owens and Liam McAdoo put together. And then that'll be it for the fourth hour. That's our Black Friday edition. Sorry to the other callers out there. Sorry I didn't get to you, but, call back, I guess, Monday. We'll be back here, InfoWars.com. We still got one segment left. Is Black Friday racist? We're going to answer that question.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Soon Christmas would have come and gone, and with it, 2015. Now is the time to give the gift of amazing health this Christmas and New Year's season. Many of you have experienced or you've heard about the amazing benefits from the exclusive formulations available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now is your chance to share them with those you love and take advantage of unprecedented specials. You will find the InfoWars Life Essentials Pack with X2 Super Male and Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver for 33% off. You'll also find other specials like the Deep Cleanse Pack with Deep Cleanse, Oxy Powder, and Living Defense for 28% off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. Read the 5-star reviews. See the informational videos. Add your friends and family members' addresses on checkout, and we'll ship their gifts directly to them. We went the extra light year to bring you the true game-changing products, and they're all available this Christmas season. InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God the Father.
Black Friday has a racist connotation.
Not really.
Honestly, yeah. Thinking about that, I never really thought about it in that way with racist connotations.
I can see how it could be definitely offensive to people. I don't know where my opinion stands on it.
As far as that goes, sorry, I'm just going
to... I'm not familiar with the historical connotations of Black Friday, so I'm not sure if that question even applies or not. Like, it could not, but I just don't know.
I don't even know what the beginning of Black... What are, like, the beginnings of Black Friday? What is, like, the origin of it?
Well, no one really knows, but there are a lot of things that people are alleging, and it's kind of like a Black Lives Matter concern with this, that it had something to do with slavery, and that they would sell their slaves at a discount in order to, you know, get the plantations filled with workers for the harsh winter.
I think I did hear that before. But, I mean, now they do it for discount items.
Every year, this people kind of, they get a little bit offended by it. And so
really?
We,
yeah. I didn't even know that, dear.
Okay, the problem is, who is being offended? Like, is it, like, the non-Black community or is it the Black community? Because if the Black community is offended, then I would be more for changing it than if, like, someone who wasn't Black was offended. You know, because they're the only ones who get to decide whether or not something has offensive connotations to them. Because they're the community that has lived through the historical implications.
Do you think we should rename Black Friday?
No.
No?
No.
Why is that? Have you checked your privilege?
Well, actually, I'm going to reverse that statement. Now that I actually thought it through, I could see where racism would come up.
There should definitely be a new name for it. I'm not sure, but...
Any ideas? Something that would be more color neutral, or...
I mean, I wouldn't go color then, since that's still, like, race implied, I guess.
No, if people agree with that opinion, then yeah, of course, it's not right. But what would they change it to? Do you have any ideas?
African-American Friday.
Okay. That's a good potential.
You gotta have something that has a ring to it.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can't think of anything that has a ring to it. At least they didn't use the N-word.
The annual Walmart brawl. How about that?
Some massive hordes of zombies pouring into a Walmart. There's a man crying. He didn't get his Black Friday gift.
Where did anybody go? It sounds like an awful way to spend a day.
Yeah. Getting beat up. Maybe they call it Black Friday because you have to be like a black belt in karate to, you know.
That could be it.
Discount day. Don't kill each other day. Please.
That's not for me to decide. That's for the community to decide what is and isn't offensive to them and wasn't a suitable replacement.
Racist or not racist?
Not racist.
I think people would have to speak up, and if people were to say something, if it was something that was heard by the population, I think people would sympathize with it if it was something that they felt was racist.
Mm-hmm. So even if it's not necessarily true, though, I see a lot on college campuses right now, a lot of things are happening because of the way people feel, because they're offended, because it's...
All right, you can watch the rest of that at Infowars.com or check out the Alex Jones channel. It's our big YouTube site. You got all the videos there, plus... You can also become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. It's your subscription that helps fund everything you see here. So check out the InfoWarsStore.com. We have some amazing Black Friday specials. And you too can join us, I guess, in being a racist Black Friday person. Stay tuned. We'll see you back on Monday. It's Rob Due reporting for InfoWars.com's The Alex Jones Overdrive Hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.